Members of Parliament gathered at the Halton Regional Centre in Oakville on March 8 to update the federal government's efforts to combat auto theft. Oakville's Member of Parliament, Anita Anand, who is also the Minister of Transport and Internal Trade, delivered the update on behalf of the Honourable David J. McGuinty, Minister of Public Safety, outlining the progress made under the National Action Plan on Combating Auto Theft. Anand says that auto thefts have been decreasing nationally in recent years, with rates dropping by nearly 20% since 2024. The decrease in vehicle thefts was highlighted in a recent trend report from the Equité Association. "The downward trend we are seeing is promising, but we will not let our guard down. We are ramping up the fight against organized crime and fentanyl trafficking, which we know has long been fueled by illicit proceeds from auto theft. These actions will help further the progress we've already made on auto theft, while strengthening our border and keeping our communities safe," said Minister McGuinty in a statement shared by Public Safety Canada. In addition to the decrease in auto thefts, the Government of Canada has continued to invest in initiatives to combat organized crime and enhance law enforcement efforts. The federal government has allocated $1.3 billion through its border plan, which also focuses on tackling money laundering and fentanyl trafficking. This plan includes a new fentanyl czar, which was announced in February 2025, a Canada-United States joint strike force to combat organized crime, and the start of the Joint Operational Intelligence Cell, JOIC, which are supported by $200 million to increase law enforcement's ability to share information. Anand also referenced actions taken to address vehicle theft, including efforts to work with provincial and territorial governments to fight fraudulent vehicle registration and encourage participation in the interprovincial record exchange system. Members of Parliament also said that government is exploring ways to improve anti-theft technologies, including reviewing how to regulate devices used in auto theft. Anand emphasized the ongoing work to improve vehicle security and prevent theft. "Every car that we can prevent from being stolen helps keep money out of the hands of organized crime and drug traffickers," she said.